What's up, everybody? Welcome to this special New Year's Day episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time and a Half. Happy New Year, motherfuckers!
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi. Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our New Year world.
Oh, shit, Solly Saul. We all in at 21. What's cracking over there in the shithole Pennsylvania?
Happy 2020 version 2.0. Because it's just not going to end, guys. Yeah. It's not going to end. It's just going to keep going. Walmart calls conservatives sore losers for refusing to acknowledge Biden as the president. We're going to talk about that. shocking revelations of Dominion voting machines. I don't think you guys saw this, but in Georgia, white hackers were able to access one of the machines in Georgia as they're doing the runoff election right now. And it was all in front of the cameras. Also, the latest of the Wuhan virus. I know that Tim doesn't want to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Times Square was closed for the first time, I think, ever. This is insane, dude. We're going to talk about that. Also, women in the streets in Argentina celebrating with their tops off. Stick around. You'll want to know why. All that and more on this episode.
My hat's off to them.
Of The Salty Show.
SaltyShow.com.
Heidi, where did Heidi go?
She went to go take a shit, I think. I don't know.
In the middle
of
the show?
She literally, like, farted three times on the way out.
Are you kidding me?
No, her phone wasn't charging, so.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. It was just weird because he knew we were podcasting.
You just took the quickest shit I've ever seen. The bathroom's only, like, 5 feet from the studio.
Excuse me. Hold on. Uh-oh. I am ready for my Chinese Wuhan virus.
Is that
Chinese toilet paper?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where did you get that?
Chinese toilet
this,
paper.
Where did you find that?
This, hold on. I'm going to tell you that. So, Jeremy, we played a white elephant gift yesterday for New Year's Eve. And Jeremy's white elephant was Chinese toilet paper, a face shield.
Jesus.
Made in China, Wuhan prepared for your safety,
and
hand sanitizer.
Made in China as well.
Made in China. Also Wuhan.
I will use one of those three items. It's up to you to guess which one.
But you know what? I know why Wuhan's having an issue and China's having an issue with problems. Look at the size of these toilet papers.
They're pretty.
Seriously, look how small that. Like,
they have beer cans that are bigger than that.
Look how small the
China
is.
They're fucking tiny.
I mean, they have little tiny peepees.
Wow.
There's 10 rolls of toilet paper. One square.
I don't know.
They're stamped.
Hey, you brought that shit to my house.
They're stamped so you know what Wuhan virus you're getting next.
COVID-20.
I like it.
Oh, my God. Wuhan.
You guys, we were dying when the white elephant ended up in Jeremy's lap because his gift was stolen by somebody and they gave him
China.
This. And
I picked that one.
You picked this? No, I thought Lisa took the bird cage from you and then
you ended up with
this.
Oh, that's right. No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right.
I had
a drink last night.
Anywho.
Yeah. So anyways, we were dying with laughter when the one person in the room who clearly is not going to play the game, the bullshit game of
the
Wuhan, ends up with the Chinese toilet paper, the face shield,
awesome.
And the hand sanitizer.
Congrats.
So, interesting story about hand sanitizer. So you remember all those patriots that decided to step up and turn their distilleries into making hand sanitizer because there was a shortage? You know, our beautiful big fucking government, you know what the FDA did? They turned around and slapped them with a fucking tax bill of tens of thousands of dollars they have to pay because they distilled fucking hand sanitizer. I'm like, kidding me?
Do you know?
I've looked into this.
I've looked into this. The government charges $13 and I think it's like 41 cents per proof gallon of alcohol that a distillery creates.
Whether it is used or not. Even if you dump it down the sewage, you still have to pay
the government. The government taxes the hell out of that.
Wow, dude. This, see,
1776, motherfuckers.
Exactly.
We should all stop paying taxes.
Like, the country,
there's a way to do it.
fought a revolution for that very purpose. And slowly we allowed the door to be open, right? And but that's government. As soon as they're in to stay, and they're going to take everything. We need to stop it. We need a civil war. We need another revolution. We need to be done with this shit. And we're going to talk about everything that's going on. But before we do, Heidi, I know you had something else that you wanted to talk about. Was there anything else that you, or you just had that? Was that it? Okay.
That was my big one was that, yeah, the toilet paper.
I have something that I need to talk about. Last week, we talked about how the shittiest movie I've ever seen, wow, Wonder Woman 84. Today,
you saw another one?
Today was Redemption Day. Ooh. You know why?
No.
My prayers were answered. Cobra Kai Season 3 available on Netflix. Phenomenal.
You watched the whole season?
I watched all 10 episodes today. Oh,
wow. Jesus. Let me tell you something. No spoilers.
Out of any show, I'm not going to spoil. I'm not spoiling. Out of any show I've ever watched, this is probably the one show that everybody that was part of like the original movies wants to be a part of in some way in the season.
Yeah, because none of them have done anything since those.
No, you just don't realize it. But when you think about it, like,
all right, name me a movie that any of those people were in, other than my cousin Vinny.
Think about how much money he made on that. Think about this. Almost everybody from the movies has come back.
Okay.
That's always cool. It's always nice, and they're playing the same. They're playing the older version of themselves. So I was talking to a buddy of mine. And I was like, man, it's actually pretty cool. It just sucks that, you know, Mr. Miyagi died, obviously, but it's cool how he's still a big part of the show throughout the season. You know what I mean? It's always tying back to a message of Miyagi or the flashback of Daniel seeing him and I'm looking for the answers from Mr. Miyagi and all this shit, you know.
I haven't seen any of the episodes.
So you have Netflix?
Wow.
Yeah. Cobra Kai season 1-3. Now,
no. I've seen it. I wasn't that big into Karate Kid to begin
with. Oh, yeah. I love it. And this season, this ties a lot of shit from like backstories of John Kreese and why he became a douche. It kind of ties together like, you know, I'm not without spoiling it. Like there's some people that show up that you get those pieces of the puzzle solved. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they either get closure or they reconnect and they just have some stories.
So you said this was on Netflix?
Yeah.
And they released all 10 episodes at the same time.
Oh yeah, Netflix, but aren't they YouTube originals?
Yeah. So the one thing I noticed with Disney Plus,
I think YouTube is.
So Cobra Kai was a YouTube original. And they stopped making them, and Netflix bought the rights.
Okay.
Okay.
Or some show. Maybe it's a collab or something like that, but Netflix owns the...
So the one thing I noticed is on The Mandalorian, right? I didn't see the first season until they had released all of them. They release one every Friday. Yeah. So it's not all eight episodes get released at one time. It's a, hey, episode 7 is coming out this Friday. And then the next Friday is 8 and the next Friday is 9. Right. And so it's kind of like an actual TV show that you would see on regular television. So yeah, it was kind of interesting because when I first got into it, they'd already released all the first episodes. So I just binge watched it from 1-8. And then, I think I was actually even a little behind on the second season. I was able to watch like the first two episodes, and which was confusing because when I first went on to Disney Plus, I'm looking at it, I'm like, they said season 2 is released, and I'm looking at it, and there's only like 2 or 3 episodes. I'm like, that's not a season.
Because you were used to Netflix.
Because I was used to it just all being there at one time, yeah.
So before we get in, you know, without spoiling anything, but like, so which format do you like better? Do you like the one a week for a new season, or do you like the dump of all the episodes right there?
So I like to have them all because then I can watch them at my pace and not have to be waiting for, oh, I got to wait a week for the next episode.
Yeah, I don't like waiting. I even hate how they like hold off on doing the data dump of all of them when you're waiting for the next season to come out and then they dump them all. Like that wait drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So I would prefer to.
Like you said, I can watch as much as I want and stop whenever I want.
Yeah.
or, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep, you go out in the living room and you just watch however many you want to watch, right?
Yeah.
Or she kicks you to the...
Jeremy wakes up in the middle
of
the
night. What's crazy is that at a certain point in time, back in, before this streaming phenomena, and but we, you know, we're kind of spoiled when it comes to that, because, you know, if you think about it, people used to, not only did they wait, but then you couldn't, it's not like right now you watch Netflix, you pause it, right? Even if they release it once a week, you pause it and you go do whatever you gotta do, you come back. Before, you had to sit there, and if you missed it, you missed it. And if they aired it again, you know, whenever they would air it again.
Or you had to record it.
Exactly. But then somebody would
The one thing that brings to mind.
They record over it. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah. The one thing that brings to mind is when we were kids was like the Rudolph Christmas special, right? That came on once a year and you didn't have a VCR. You didn't have, streaming.
You almost planned your life around that time.
If you were one of those kids that showed up and you turned on the TV at 7:50 and that thing started at 7 o'clock and you get the last 10 minutes of it, you're like, no, my whole year is ruined.
You see the end of the episode. You see how it ends and you're like, God damn it.
The Peanuts Christmas or Thanksgiving.
What about this aspect to it? Because, you know, okay, you're watching the show, but then you really got to go to the bathroom. And you got to wait for that commercial break, or else, you know what I mean? And then you got to go quick enough.
Well, luckily they throw those in there all the time. Now, if you have 10 brothers
and sisters, you know, everybody's got to go at the same time. And you're going to be the last one.
Saul's running out in the backyard.
You're peeing and be like, wait for me. Oh, yeah. Good times. Yeah, kids today, man, they don't know what they, you know, how good they have it, right? All right. Let's get into this. So we're going to start off with, Walmart comes out with a tweet. Now, let me show you the tweet. And this tweet was actually in response to there's a snowball effect that's happening right now. A lot of senators, well, one senator and a lot of Congress folks, Republicans, are coming out saying that they're going to challenge the Electoral College vote count. And Senator Josh Hawley comes out saying, hey, because, you know, of everything that's been coming out and this fraudulent election, I'm going to challenge this. Well, let me show you this. Walmart, on their Twitter account, they respond to Senator Josh Hawley. And they said, this is what it says. Go ahead. Get your 2-hour debate, # sore loser. This is the official Walmart page. Now, shortly after that, boycott Walmart was trending. And, what a lot of people are speculating is that it was most likely, you know, a social justice warrior that runs their, you know, media campaign at the Walmart site, at the Walmart Twitter account.
It has to be. It has to be, because Walmart's part of Sam's Club and they are not DNC people.
I think that their media department is full of these kids who went to, you know, college and who were indoctrinated with this idea.
But I'm talking about like CEO level and like corporate level, like the big guys. They were Trumpers.
But they don't run.
Walmart and Sam's Club were Trump supporters. They gave money to Trump. So this is clearly, to your point, I mean, that's what I'm just saying. That's what I'm pointing out, is this, like, people are saying Walmart did this. Walmart didn't do this. Punk ass little piece of shit that is sitting behind the computer that they're trusting to do their tweeting, obviously, did it because of some social.
So this clearly came out 3 days ago. I hope they're fired.
Yeah.
This came out 3 days ago. Has Walmart released anything saying this is not our?
Yeah, they came out. So in the thread, So after that came out, Josh Hawley responded. He's like, oh, really? Thanks for letting, you know,
America
know how you really feel about, you know, the 75 million Americans, how they feel about, you know,
you getting screwed
this election.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So please tell us how you feel about, you know, all the slave labor you're using
in China
to make all your products. And then right away. So right away, right after, they were like, this was done by somebody in the department. Yeah. This is not on behalf of Walmart. Somebody did it on their own. This is not our views.
Okay.
We do not get involved in how the Electoral College process.
Yeah, that would be such a strange post for you know any corporation to put
out. There are some corporations that are doing that shit.
You know what happened? This dumb fuck. You know how, like, you know, you can have multiple accounts on your Twitter. You know, you can log in. So, like, so they probably went to do it from their own personal,
and they did it through the corporate.
And they realized they probably did it.
See
that way.
Well, you're giving them, Tim. You're giving them the benefit of the doubt. But either way,
I could have done shit like
either
that.
Way,
I've done
wait,
shit like
no, that. We either don't. Way, it goes to prove that long held, you know, capitalist institutions, like Heidi says, you know, for a long time, these people have been donating to the, but it sounds like they have been infiltrated by these leftist ideologues, you know, who have been indoctrinated. And, you know, because they went woke, you know, these colleges and these people now that colleges, they're basically factories of Marxist thinking. These people are now heading these, you know, media departments within these companies. And this is what's happening. Now, you guys are giving this person who did this the benefit of the doubt. I will, I'm willing
not
to bet
me.
To say that this person did it, you know, maliciously, and they did want to get as much people to see that as they could and then claim, oh, well, you know, we don't know. But if I'm not a gambler, but if I, you know, were to bet, pretty sure that's exactly what happened. That somebody, you know, said, hey, you know what? I have a big platform.
All right, so you're saying that Walmart did not do it, but the person that Walmart hired to handle a person, I'm sure they have more than one person doing it, a person that they hired, you think that they intentionally used the corporate Walmart account?
I have
account
no evidence.
There's a lot more people following that than their piece of shit.
I have no evidence. But knowing how these people are, I wouldn't put it past them to do something like this and then claim ignorance or, you know,
he's a mini Linwood.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So on to the next subject. So, you know, there's been hearings going on throughout, you know, all the different states. And this week, there was another hearing for the count, you know, more evidence, dude, even right now while the runoff election is going on in Georgia, a woman records evidence of them, literally shredding, ballots. And, you know, she's showing the videos and she's like, I called the cops. The cops told us to not respond to any reports from anyone about election fraud. Who gave this order to police officers to not respond to 911 calls from people saying, I'm witnessing election fraud? This is crazy. So, and then on top of that, there was right in between the meeting, somebody comes in and interrupts and says, hey, you need to hear this. And now I'm going to show you a little bit of this because this happened live. And I'm going to summarize it and then I'll show you the video. So, apparently some white hackers, and by that I mean, you know, they what is that called, Tim? Is it white hackers? What is that?
You can call them white hat. So there's white hat, black hat. Some people call them white hackers, black hat, but really it's white hat, black hat. White hat are like the ethical, the good ethical hackers.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like they try to expose the systems, give you a report, and then say how to fix it. The black hats, they're the ones that go in maliciously. And you know, they're the ones who do the ransomware. You know, so but really there's not much of a difference between the two because one, you know, they say one's ethical, one's not, but usually it's a black hat.
So
that's
let me show you
white hat,
this,
you know,
video
I mean?
Because it's worth watching as it happens. And this was again happened live, and I want you to hear what he says. And to me, this is again one of those things where, you know, because I think a few episodes ago I said, you know, what would be great is if during, you know, during the Supreme Court, that if they showed this, right, if they said, look, right now we are logged into this machine and it's supposedly supposed to be off the internet. Okay, now they don't say that here, but the people who are testifying here or who are speaking here, I'm sure are recording all the evidence that they need to. And the media, as they're listening to this, you're going to watch it. But as the media is listening to this, you can tell, you can see, well, they're trying to probe for information so that, guess what? So they can go and be like, hey, guys, turn off your machine because they're on to us, right? Watch it with those eyes. Again, I don't put it past these people. They're goddamn cheaters. So let me play this for you.
And the committee members, I respectfully request that you afford just a couple of minutes to Javon Pulitzer. He's just informed me of some very serious new evidence that he's just obtained from a Fulton County voting polling place within the last hour. And I think this committee needs to hear this.
Now, this is Fulton County, the county that is in question. This is where all the cheating happened. So just for context, this is where they were able to do this.
Can you do it? Just a couple of minutes, 2 minutes.
So as we all know, there's multiple teams working on this and our technology teams into it. And as was broke early in the week and last week about connected devices, at this very moment at a polling location in the county, not only do we now have access through the devices to the poll pad, the system, but we are in. And it's not supposed to have Wi-Fi, and that's not supposed to be able to happen. So we've documented now. It's communicating two ways in real time, meaning it's receiving data and sending data. Should never happen. Shouldn't be Wi-Fi. We've now documented it in real time so we can suck down the data. But that's going on right there where everybody's voting. And I just wanted to get it into the record.
Thank you. Mr. Jones,
Is it a mobile precinct or is it a?
No, it's a standing building.
Okay.
That this should not happen,
right.
Shouldn't happen in any way. But this is another one. Well, time won't disclose location because every location is checked. Right. But we've now confirmed it 100%.
Right. Thank you.
So here's my problem. That question right there. So my problem. Is it a? Is it a standing building or is it mobile? What does it matter?
Who gives a shit? Exactly.
It's a voting machine connected to the internet.
Yeah.
It's a voting machine connected to the internet that they're fully in two-way traffic they're seeing. That is right then and there. All voting should have been suspended.
Stop.
They should have shut everything down, did a full-blown forensic investigation. The board of elector, the Georgia State, that asshole, he should have stepped up and said, voting is being suspended so we can investigate this and see what's going on, because right then that proves that even the presidential election, I can't trust it. I can't trust results from Georgia because obviously you got caught with your pants down.
All right. Right. Not only did they get caught. Oh, my God. This is amazing. They got caught during the November elections. They're doing it again in January, knowing damn well that they're looking for it. And yet they still have the balls to do it again.
Because
they think they're untouchable.
They're untouchable.
Yes, and so far they have been. Let's be real here. So far they are untouchable.
If I kill somebody and I get away with it and everybody's watching and here's the evidence, you killed them. I go kill again. Nothing happened. You're going to keep doing it until somebody's like, finally like, okay, and enough's enough. You know what I mean? You can't make this shit up, guys.
That's just in Georgia. Arizona as well, dude, there's private individuals. This is not even led by any, organization or government. This is private individuals who have volunteered their time. I was hearing the lady speak, 800 or so people volunteered to do a sampling of the votes. What they have been able to document and have show evidence, proof of that there is this. All that needs to happen is some court needs to allow this to be heard, and then they can present all this evidence. These are people coming out and saying, folks, we have evidence, dead people voting. And this hasn't been happening. This has been happening for a long time in Arizona. So that's why I'm telling you guys, Arizona is red. They have been cheating. These cocksuckers, those people, those senators, those two senators who right now, Democrats, and even John McCain, I believe, those people have been cheating. They sold their souls to the devil. And that's how they were able to continually win elections. Because if you remember, John McCain kept winning. And every Arizona was like, who the fuck votes for this guy? Nobody liked him. You think Democrats voted for him? They didn't like him. You think Republicans voted for him? This fool had made a deal. So again, this goes way back, and they have a lot of evidence of this. And we're talking about in the hundreds of thousands of votes, Jeremy. There's a difference between everybody. There's a difference between 1,000 votes here, 2,000 votes there. Okay, that's not going to change anything. These people are saying, based on the sample sizes that we're using and using the logic of, you know, sample sizes and statistics, and, you know, we can prove that the number is around 100,000 illegal votes that should not be counted. Now, look at going back to this thing that happened in Georgia. As Heidi said, what they should have done is said, stop the count. Stop it right then and there. End it. Do not continue. Now, the thing is that, remember when we first heard about the ability to get into these machines, the people who were coming out and talking about it were saying this after the fact, after the election had happened. So a lot of people who poo-pooed it were saying, well, you know, you can't prove it, da da da. And dude, divine providence that there's another election right now going on in the same goddamn county that's in question. You know, sometimes I think, you know, is the runoff just, again, divine providence, some intervention that said, you know what, here, I'm going to put this election just so that we can see this here. And so now, you know, these people told us that these machines, you know, couldn't be hacked. Nobody could get into them. Now, let's think about what this means, because even a recount is not going to capture what people are able to do on here. Now, what are they able to do? They're able to change mass amounts of votes, meaning because the machine, what it'll do is, you know, in Georgia, they have those whatever digital. I think in Arizona, they did that for a little bit. So you vote, you know, in a machine that can be changed. It's just like Jeremy has said previously. It's bits, right, of data that can be flipped. That's it. That's all you got to do when you want to change a vote. And so you can leave everything else intact and just change the vote. People don't know how their vote was registered. So the fact that these machines can be accessed and that they proved it and that they have the evidence, we just need one court to say we will hear this out. But none of them, all Democrat appoint judges, are refusing to listen to this. This is why the Pence's role in this is very crucial, and we're going to get into that. Now, the question is, does Pence have the constitutional power to exclude the electoral votes from states that are in question, or that people are saying, folks, there was a lot of illegality that happened here? Now, if he does, what happens if he does exclude those states, right? A lot of people, Lynn Wood, we're going to get into Lynn Wood's tweets right now, but Lynn Wood has come out and basically said that Pence is not going to do it. And a lot of people are coming out saying Pence is not going to do this because of some conversations that he's had. Now, however, let's play this out. And let's say Pence, you know, is sitting there and saying, look, do I count these states? Because remember that document that I read last week where that said that the vice president has plenary authorization to do this, meaning that it can't be questioned by anybody. He can act unilaterally to exclude votes. And it's happened in the past, folks. It's happened in the past where vice presidents who are the president of the Senate have decided to exclude votes from certain states because of some, you know, technicalities or some irregularities that happen, including in Georgia itself. This has happened in the past. Now, Pence could be sitting there and say, look, if I exclude this, it's going to cause a big problem in the country. It's going to polarize the country. However, my response to that is we already are polarized. The country is already divided, folks. This, what are they going to do? Riot? Folks, we saw riots all last year. And you know the Democrats will challenge it if it goes down this path. And here's the question. If the Democrats do challenge it, they're going to go to the Supreme Court. Will the Supreme Court hear the case out? Based on how they have handled all election lawsuits up to this point, I think it's safe to say that they won't and that they shouldn't. But we have Chief Justice Roberts in there. And this leads us into Lynn Wood's crazy tweets. Tim, do you have those there with you? Pull those up, because this guy...
I don't, but I'll pull it up.
I was just looking for him.
He is in Linwood right now. Me and Tim were having this conversation. He's either gone off the deep end or he knows something. Now, again, that's... Who is Linwood? You know, again, he was the attorney for... What was that guy in the bombing at the... was it Atlanta? The Olympics in Atlanta? The guy who defended Richard Jewell. And then it was, he also defended, what's his name? Nick Sandman. So this is the attorney.
And Kyle Rittenhouse.
This is the attorney who's been defending these people and wins those cases. All of a sudden, he's losing his goddamn mind. Now, what people are saying is that Linwood right now is basically, what is that called? Like a distraction, right? For a long time, we've been saying Trump likes to do this. He creates a diversion over here. And it's happening because a lot of people are now, after Linwood's tweets this week, he's I don't know what's going on. Everybody, he was trending for a while. And everybody's talking about Linwood.
He's still trending. Yeah.
And then Trump and who else went back early? Back to the White House. Pence canceled his trip because Pence was supposed to go to the Middle East, I believe, this coming week. He canceled that. And Trump got back to D.C. Last night. Was it last night? So something's going on.
Yeah, they had a dinner or something like that. Yeah. You know, everybody paid like fucking thousands of dollars and he left early.
Yeah, a lot of people are speculating that something's happening, that they're working on something. Now, I sent this, and I'll let you read the tweets from Linwood, Tim. But before I do, when I was watching a movie, and there was a quote in there that I was like, man, this is so good for right now. If things pan out to the way that a lot of people are saying that Trump has something planned that is going to shock everybody, because Linwood is saying this. This is what Linwood is tweeting. And so the quote is from, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying this guy, so 7 hours ago today, you know, he's like, for 2 months, we have focused on accusing Democrats of attempting to steal the 2020 election from Biden. We focused on the presidential election. We focused on the obvious. Over time, we learned that Democrats were joined by CCP and other foreign countries. We have also learned that the globalists like George Soros and the elitists like Bill Gates were involved, CIA too, no surprise, military-industrial complex. It all seemed so clear we overlooked one of the main participants in the theft of the election, the Republicans.
Wow.
The groups aspired to the goals of communism, a ruling elite, and a oppressed class of people who exist to serve those in power. When arrests for treason begin, put Chief Justice Roberts, VP Mike Pence, and Mitch McConnell at top of the list.
Wow. So, again, guys,
you are publicly what's going on? Accusing people of treason. You're putting everything on the line. You are a very well-established lawyer.
Think about who Linwood is, right? Because, again, he defended Nick Sandman for what? What did he defend Nick Sandman on?
Defamation.
Exactly. So by defamation. Linwood tweeting out these things about these people, saying, making these accusations, you know damn well he knows the law, right? He knows the law very well when it comes to defamation. But what I find interesting, again, I don't see Trump responding to him. I don't see anybody, any Giuliani or anyone from the legal team responding to what Linwood is saying. In other words, disavowing what he's saying. To me, that rings louder than whatever everybody's saying, because or Chief Justice Roberts coming out and saying something, or people coming out and defending themselves and saying, no, 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 this is crazy. Nobody's doing that. And so you got to ask yourself, what is going on? What in, and so again, we can speculate here. Again, let's think about what he said last week, which was, folks, I'm not suicidal. I have information on Chief Justice Roberts. And just so that I, you know, don't end up being killed, I'm not suicidal, because, you know, this is the long held belief that this is what how the Clintons function, where, you know, people end up killing themselves. Yeah, exactly.
That's so interesting. You just said that, because 12 minutes ago, somebody just posted, or maybe once he started posting sensitive info, somebody got to him, question mark. Has anybody confirmed he's okay locally, question mark? That is, that he's actually posting and it's not somebody trying to discredit him before he is suicided, question mark?
Maybe.
Dude, I don't know.
It's insane. Like, I don't know what's going on now. Here is the quote that I wanted to share earlier, and this is from Niccolo Machiavelli. And this is a great quote. And is this, if an injury has to be done to a man, it should be so severe that his vengeance need not be feared. This is how the backdrop that I give Lin Wood. And if what we're speculating pans out and Trump brings a hammer to these people, that's what a lot of people are saying, that something's coming that we will be talking about for decades. And so, but I don't know. I don't know. Right now, we are all just speculating. Now, Trump has been tweeting out as well. And let's think about what's happening next week on January 6th. There is a plan for a lot of people, and this is both sides, to show up to Washington, D.C. to protest the election result, or whatever, you know, how the media is trying to portray it. And the Trump family has tweeted that they're going to be there. This is going to be crazy. They haven't announced exactly where. And last I heard, Trump said details coming soon, but I haven't seen anything yet. So the question is, where in Washington, D.C. are they going to hold this? And a lot of people are speculating, could it be at the Supreme Court for Chief Justice Roberts? Could it be at the Capitol building to put pressure on Congress to make sure that they do the right thing? Or maybe the Lincoln Memorial. That would be epic. And it's a message to Republicans, right? At the memorial of the original Republican, you know, giving a warning shot basically to Republicans, saying, if none of you, you know, support this president, or if you turn your back on the president, this will be the end of the Republican Party. So there's a lot of places that can that they can do this at. No, they haven't yet disclosed where it's going to be at. But I think that, you know, Tim says this all the time. They're playing this very close. And all we can do right now is speculate. And the D.C. mayor, obviously, because everybody's tweeting about this, everybody that we follow. I haven't seen anybody that we follow that has said that they're not going to be there. Every prominent figure will be there, including the Don himself is going to be there. And so the DC mayor has come out already. He announced that they're shutting down everything for that day. I'm sorry. She came out saying that they're going to shut down everything that day. And there are rumors right now, as I'm watching tweets, that hotels are now being forced to cancel reservations.
Yes.
And
that happened today. That happened today.
Something's happening.
What?
Yeah. They're doing everything in their power to discourage anyone from showing up to this. And this is how the Democrats work, right? Because if a lot of people show up, if millions of people show up at the Washington Mall, they're going to have to report this. This cannot be into, you know, oh, it's just a few people who are unhappy. They don't want to realize. No. This is a lot of people who are not happy with the results. And I think it's crucial right now. I'm going to try to be out there, even if I just go for a few hours or not, because I want to get, you know, some shots. But even if it's just for a few hours, I want to go out there and head back before it gets dark and, you know, crazy out there. But I do want to make an effort to go out there. Yeah, Tim.
Well, I was going to say, you might want to just watch out because they're saying that if you're going to go to D.C., make sure you get in a couple days early, because they're talking about, there's rumors of D.C. Metro is planning on shutting down the trains and the buses so people can't get around. They're talking about cops possibly putting a big barricade around BLM Plaza so that they can't come through. Like, they're really going out of their way to stop a march. Mm-hmm. But I thought we have the freedom.
Yeah, it sounds
the first thing you are going against the constitutional right of freedom of speech.
First Amendment.
Yeah. Right? You're violating the First Amendment because over the summer, you can't say it's about crowds, because all you heard over the summer in August when they had the Million Man March on DC, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Look at everybody coming together for racial justice. And, you know, systemic racism is worse than the coronavirus. Okay. So we're battling that. So it's okay. So it's okay for that because COVID doesn't kill people, you know, for fighting systemic racism. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, if you're fighting to steal, that's conspiracy theory. We are not allowing that. That bitch is a really shitty mayor. And I'm shocked that people have not kicked in the fucking door and fucking said, get the fuck out. I'm the mayor now, bitch.
Well, yeah. And it's a good thing we have something called the National Guard that can come in and tell
it's
the police
come to that.
Go away. Go home.
No,
it's going to come to that.
The National Guard has to technically be called in by the mayor. Trump. No. That's why they were all on Trump's asshole about when he did it.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
He could do Insurrection Act.
But even then, the president wields a lot of power. It's been custom and formalities that have you know, kind of led what presidents do. But the president can wield power. He can do that. He can declare martial law. He can say, look, D.C., you are in clear. Look, remember what they did when they were trying to desegregate the schools, right? The president at that time, was it Lyndon Johnson? I forgot who the president at that time. Sends in the National Guard to enforce, even though the local police were the ones in enforcing the segregation, because the governor at that time was like, I'm not going to accept it. We're not going to allow this. We're going to continue the segregation. The president said, no, go in, force this to happen. Segregate the start desegregating the schools. And so
desegregate.
Exactly. So the president can do that. He can say, look, Washington, D.C., you are in clear violation of freedom of expression, which is protected in the Constitution. And he would be in complete his all rights to enforce that and say, no, local authorities, you cannot enforce this. This is goes against the Constitution. See, this is what I'm hoping for, because either we believe what we're saying, guys, the four of us here, do we believe what we're saying, that there was clear election fraud? Which means that there is an attempted coup, which is a violation, which is punishable by death. Do we believe that? Or are we just fucking playing games here? We're just playing podcasts. Are we serious about what we're saying? And if we're serious about what we're saying, then we should be calling for the president to act. Because if we don't do it today, these people have been cheating. In Arizona, hundreds of thousands of votes. If we don't do it now, they will feel invisible, that nothing can happen to them. And so, which leads me into this next topic that I want to talk about. But before I do, I did want to mention this. Rand Paul right now is he's doing his own Twitter warfare, and he's also talking in Congress. This guy, I believe, should be the Senate Majority Leader. He needs to be. He needs to replace Mitch McConnell, because he's exposing all the wasteful spending that it was on that stimulus bill. And I'm going to just give you one example of the stuff that he's exposing. Grant money. You guys are not ready for this. Grant money.
I know which one you're going to say.
For smart toilets. that will identify you based on your anal print. Millions of dollars. 6.9. Let me show you this. Let me show you this.
Oh yeah. What's the reasoning for that? What's the reasoning behind that?
Because they just like wasting fucking money in the government.
6.9 million.
We never know what the fuck the government spends money on.
6.9 million.
Why?
Oh my god, dude! I'm losing my goddamn mind now. Here's and I look. I'm not going to read the article, but you have it there. You can go find it. It's just Google this. 6.9 million to develop smart toilets that identifies you based on your.
Scroll down and show the picture.
Yeah, here we go. There's there a camera. There's a camera on your ass. Now somebody was like, some pervert was like, you know what, bro? I need to see more assholes. Let me get the government to pay for this shit. Now, hold on, guys. This is a sick
joke. They also
joke.
Have the one about UFOs.
Guys, this here, this shit. I'm not, no pun intended. This is a
literally,
sick joke.
Literally.
And you, the American citizen, are the butt of the joke. Dude, they're taking us for goddamn fools.
Yes. The one thing I will say about the last 4 years, whether you're on Team Trump, anti-Trump, in the middle, everybody is so laser focused on politics. They are following more. They're following all the politicians, and the politicians are starting to get the balls to actually go after each other on social media, saying, "What the fuck?
They need to.
Why are you? You're the one supporting this bill, and when you start putting out there what's in there, and now people go do a research because nobody's got time to go read a $5,000 bill. Not even the congressman had time to go read a $5,000 bill." Five-page bill.
Tim.
5,000 pages.
And when you go and you see this stuff, and you're going, hey, hold on, and you're going, 6.9 million for a smart toilet. And you're like, wait a minute. You're bitching and saying that all people are going to get a $600 on forced lockdowns, which should have never happened. But okay, in the fact that it happened, those people that need money, you can give them $600, but you can go spend $6.9 million on a grant. That is acceptable. That's not socialism.
No, it's not acceptable.
But Mitch
all.
McConnell said, I'm not supporting $2,000 per person because that's socialism.
Oh, but let's send money to Pakistan to help them in their gender.
Yeah,
their gender studies program.
Identification. Here is what I think needs to happen, and I love that Rand Paul is doing this because you're telling me that out of all those Congress members that debated this bill, you couldn't get a majority of them to say, maybe we should leave out the anal footprint bullshit out of this bill. You're telling me, and if that's the case, and if that's the case, let's publish the names of those people who could not live without the idea that somebody could scan their asshole and figure out who they were. I want to know who the fuck these people are. I know I'm speaking vulgar, but we need to call this shit what it is. Now, along the lines of what Tim was saying, the tone deafness from Republican politicians. I'm gonna single out Republican politicians right now because they should know goddamn better. But it's a cesspool. The tone deafness coming from the Republican Party right now is drowning out any effort to save the country. I'm going to show you this. This infuriates me. John Cornyn. Okay. Now, in context of what's been going on this whole week, they're debating, are we going to give the American people 2,000 or 600? What are we going to do? They've been debating this all summer. For 6-8 months now, they've been debating this. They struggled to come up with that relief package. They can't fight against election fraud, but they can post about this. John Cornyn posts this picture. Now, let me zoom it here for you guys. He posts a picture of a tenderloin dinner from some hoity-toity restaurant saying highly recommended. Republican Congress or senator, and he tweets this: right? At this point, when I see shit like this, I'm rooting for spineless Republicans to goddamn lose. Our civilization right now, it's in the midst of a Marxist invasion. You know, the people have, we've entrusted these fools to save America, but they're so eager to play the greedy capitalist, the stereotypical greedy capitalist. And I say this all the time. I belong to the stupid party. We belong to the goddamn stupid party. This is infuriating. That how do you not know that by posting this, when there are people who are hungry, who don't know how they're going to pay their next bill, it's infuriating, dude. And we need to call it what the fuck it is. This is, I'm so angry at this. I might need to take a break because it makes my blood boil, dude, when I see this shit. And they should know better.
Well, you heard me, you know, for weeks been saying this, you know, since November 4th came and they're showing that, you know, Trump lost by this fucking major landslide and all this, and everybody quickly changed their tune on how they talked about Trump and what he needs to do and just shut the fuck up, concede, blah, 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 blah. They're all in on this. They spent 4 years kissing the guy's ass because they knew he had the power of the people.
Yeah.
The power of the people control the votes. And so to stay in office, you had to kiss his ass because they knew that if they went against Trump, they would be primaried out.
Yep.
The uni party is back. The two-headed snake is back in full force. You got the Democrats and Republicans, two different parties. One's going to say no communism. One's going to go towards communism. But they know. They're just playing chess with the American people. They're back to their same games. And when it comes to the Georgia runoff, I tell you this. They are not going to get the Senate majority.
No.
And it's not going to happen because they know if they start if they go down the road, because enough people have talked about communism and socialism, and if they go down this road, it's over. The people will fucking storm the fucking Capitol. I'm sorry. Because there's a lot of people that are holding back and just waiting to see it out. You know, you got a lot of, and don't forget, people are discounting all the immigrants that came from South America, Cuba, you know, that left communism, that are watching this unfold going, fuck, man, I left this. I didn't fight the last time. They're going to fight this time.
They should.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to see the country come more together to fight that shit than they are against it. Because there's a lot of Democrats that just don't like Trump, but they also don't want communism. You know, like when I brought this up to some of my, you know, liberal friends, they're like, communism's never, we don't, he's like, I don't want communism. Communism never's going to come here. I'm like, well, this is what you're voting for. And he's like, no. Okay, now it's here. It's here. It's right on the doorstep. So are you going to turn around and go, well, fuck it. I'm all about it because, you know, I'm protected because I have a union job or I'm a teacher or I have this or I have that. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to say this is right? Or are you going to stand up for what's right and go, this is fucked up. And now we need to do something about it because it starts off with you gave them the vote, but do you think they're really going to take care of you? You think if you make $70,000 a year, okay, and you're like, well, I'm middle class, I'm doing good. You are the ones they're going to go after first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You think when they turn around and say, we're going to start taxing, you know, 50%. What's 50% of 70,000? 35,000. Can you pay your bills off 35,000? Nope. But everything you wanted, you know, that they, you know, they're going to go give it to illegals. They're going to go give it to the genders, you know, the 500,000 genders, those programs. They're going to do everything in the power to take your money to fund all this other shit. You're going to go, wait a minute. I'm fucked now. I can't pay my bills. I'm relying on the government. What the fuck what did I just vote for? You told me that you weren't going to do this. How did 80 million people vote for a guy that couldn't answer one simple question? One simple question. And he's avoided it. Even as president-elect, they don't even take questions. As president-elect, they disabled all the Zoom chat because people were actually posting questions on Zoom like, what the fuck? He couldn't answer the simple question. Are you going to pack the Supreme Court? He goes, well, you know, we're going to analyze. I'm going to, you know, have in the first 180 days, I'm going to have all these people and report back to me what we should do. You can't answer a simple fucking question.
Yeah.
You can't answer a simple question that voters who are giving you your vote that might say, I'm voting for you because it's not Trump. I don't want to pack the Supreme Court. It's actually been proven that it's not, you know, people don't want to pack the Supreme Court. But you're going to go against the people you voted that voted for you. And now what? You got complete control. The people that caused this problem have really fucked this country. I'm sorry. Because the people that are against it, you said, oh, you guys are just in a cult and everything else. And you guys are fucking Nazis and everything. All right, great. Because, you know, last I checked, I'm going to kill everybody and I'm fucking, you know, stealing, you know, I'm doing all crazy shit like a Nazi would. Okay. So when it happens and they go, what the fuck? There you go. You voted for it. Because I can say you voted for that shit. And what are you going to do now that you voted for it? You got to own it. And it's your fault because now I can blame you for the true fucking demise of this fucking country. Because your vote allowed that because you were like, I hate Donald Trump so much. And you wouldn't even look at what he did good. You just worried about a pee-pee tape and grabbing by the pussy and him yelling at fucking reporters for being fake news. And you're finding out that most of it is. The Russia probe was a hoax. The guy, a fucking guy from the FBI, the former lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, low-level guy, forges the Pfizer applications, goes to jail, whether he's in jail or not, I don't know. But he wound up getting arrested for it. Then right there shows that that's bullshit. Well, you can say, well, other people went to jail over it. Yeah, that's before all the shit came out. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to tell me that Roger Stone and Manafort, they're all guilty, but this guy that did it, that doesn't mean shit because they had so many other allegations on people. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Right then and there, Kevin Kleinsmith admitting that he forged one or two Pfizer applications. Again, that's like saying, oh, well, you know, they're connected to the internet, two-way traffic, but nobody's manipulating votes.
Yeah.
Oh, but bullshit. It's okay. You know, fraud happens every election. So we're just going to suck it up because you can't overturn it. No, it's fucking wrong, you dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my
right. Nothing happens.
It just doesn't make sense.
To me, that issue with the forging of the FISA case should have eliminated everything that transpired after that, even the impeachment, quote unquote, of Donald Trump. It should have nulled all that bullshit because it was based on lies. Now, the coming of communism is here, folks. The New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, for New Year's Eve celebration, he shut down the city, dude. He said no people in Times Square. But guess what? Where he was at on New Year's Eve? Take a wild guess. Where Bill de Blasio celebrated New Year's Eve? Jeremy, Heidi,
do you guys know? Russian whorehouse?
I have no idea. Someplace public. I'll say that.
He was at Times Square.
Dancing.
The place he shut down, it was empty. Tim sends me this video. Empty streets, Times Square for New Year's Eve celebration. Has this ever happened? Did it even happen after 9/11? And it happened today on a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate. And let me show you this video. Bill de Blasio awkwardly dancing with his nasty ass wife.
The Frank Sinatra.
These cocksuckers told people that they can't go to Times Square to celebrate because COVID, and they themselves went. This is the way that communism always works, folks. This is why we need to wake up. There are a set of rules for you, and there's a whole host of exceptions for the ruling class. But you keep wearing your goddamn face diaper, you obedient
CDC. Sounds like communism.
They have no shame because we've said it over and over again. De Blasio and his ugly ass wife awkwardly dancing. And I'm sorry I'm saying this, but we conservatives have played nice for a long time. And I'm done. No more. They do it in your face. This is how confident they are that they're in power and nothing will happen. The media will ignore it. They'll praise it, in fact. They're all on the same goddamn team. Imagine for 1 second if that had been Trump and Melania Trump dancing. Do you think the media would not
have... Oh, my God.
Let's just imagine if Trump had decided to do that. Trump can't go fucking golfing, for fuck's sake, without them saying, oh, there's a pandemic and you're going to go golfing? Oh, okay. And yet the mayor, who's was praised by the media for being the one who handled COVID the best, does this shit. I'm sorry that, again, I was mean to his wife, but I'm
You know why?
We need to sling mud.
You know why? Because they sit there and they talk about Melania Trump being a fucking whore, not Ellie. I mean, like, this fucking woman does so much good shit. You know what I mean? Like, she always carries herself nice. She looks like fucking Jackie Kennedy, beautiful, you know. But Michelle Obama, who's got fucking bigger shoulders than most fucking guys I know, you know what I mean?
Running back.
She's so graceful and beautiful and elegant. She's an ugly bitch. You know what I'm saying? But if you say Michelle Obama's an ugly bitch, right away, you're a racist. No, she's just ugly. She's an ugly fucking broad. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing. Okay. They can go out and fucking go on, you know, there's a Louisiana incumbent representative died over the weekend from heart surgery. He had COVID.
He
also had COVID, but he died on the table having open heart surgery.
No, it was COVID.
You know,
the heart
these sick motherfuckers on Twitter, they were laughing about it.
Wow.
They laugh about it. Think about this. When Donald Trump's fucking brother died, what was the hashtag trending and Twitter allowed it to happen?
Wrong Trump.
Okay. Right. So it's okay for them to wish death and all this hate. Fuck you. You know what? I can do it just as good as you, if not better. Because you know what? I actually want to see this happen. I want to see some of these fucking people die. I'm sorry. Bill de Blasio, Cuomo, you fucking deserve to die. I hope there's a special place in hell for you, you cocksuckers. Because you don't give a flying fuck about people. I hope the fucking, even on the right side, the Mitch McConnells and all them, anybody that truly does not give a fuck in politics, having a political power, that doesn't give a shit about the people that voted for him, fuck you. You're an evil, cock-sucking motherfucker. Because you have a president that you call fucking Hitler, that all he's trying to do is, I want to give you $2,000, but I can't because I need the Congress. I'm here for you. You're getting fucked on your prescriptions. I signed a bill to have transparency so that it's cheaper. And I'm a fucking Hitler. I'm doing shit for you. Has Trump ever called a liberal or a Democrat chumps or fucking all this shit?
Deplorables.
Deplorables. Nothing. Nothing. When people burn down fucking buildings, he goes, they're agitators. He's not saying that they're fucking liberal trash. He's saying this video of people burning down a fucking building, they're agitators and they need to be held accountable. Oh, no, they're angry. Bitch, you know what? I'm angry. I'm angry right now. Do you see me burning down a fucking building? No, I use my voice. I use this. I use my platform to get my frustrations out. But then you know what I do? I go to fucking work. I watch TV. I go live my life. My neighbors could be a fucking body. I don't give a shit. Like if you're a nice person, and I'm a nice person, I don't give a fuck what your political beliefs are at that point, you know. But like, if you start bitching about the, you know, oh, Trump is bad, or no, now we're gonna have a conversation, you know, because we're talking about political ideologies, not if you're a good person or a bad person. But if you say Trump is bad, why is he bad? Well, this isn't. Has that been proven? If you tell me, it's out there, but it's classified. No, bitch, it's not classified. When you keep saying anonymous sources for 4 years and nothing ever, you know, like the military people, Trump hate, you know, the winners and the losing from over the summer. They've had anonymous sources say, oh, we know that Trump said it. And they were like, yes, Donald Trump hates the military. See, guys. But then you have people on the record that were there going, he never said that. So the people that were on the record, oh, no, they're just covering for him. But the anonymous source, he's right or she's right. Bitch, like. At some point, anonymous needs to become unanonymous, because if you're making allegations, at some point, you got to come forward and say, what proof do you have? Well, I heard that he might have said it. That's the telephone game.
That's a
smear campaign. Exactly. They come out and say it.
Yeah.
They run with it. And then they backtrack and go, well, yeah, maybe he didn't say it.
But the damage is done already. The damage is done. Exactly. The damage is done. And now, staying on the COVID thing, I want to show you guys this graph. A tale of two states. How two states handled the lockdown bullshit. And this graph was posted, yesterday, actually. Let me bring it up here on the screen. Can you guys see it? Let me zoom in more.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. So what you see here is basically a timeline. And these numbers are, I believe, based on, what is it?
Current hospitalization per
million. Current hospitalization per 1 million. Okay. So, and if you look here, the blue line or the darker line is California, and the orange line is Florida. Okay. And this timeline here shows, you know, where the different stages of the lockdowns occurred. And if you notice something here, the more stringent the lockdowns became for California, the higher the number of hospitalizations that occurred. Now, what I believe...
So this is hospitalizations for what?
For corona. For the corona.
They're saying for COVID.
Yeah.
We know damn well that they report everything as corona. Okay, so what is it really?
Jeremy, let's
heart attack? Hospitalization.
Is it eczema?
Okay, but
is Jeremy. It acne?
Wait, hold on. Oh, this
who
is,
knows?
Let's take this at face value. Let's believe what they're telling us. And let's just say these numbers are accurate for the sake of the argument. Okay? Now, one, what this graph to me illustrates, and for the listener, if you obviously you can't see this, but the graph basically shows Florida and California are basically all pretty much the same. You know, there's maybe a 20 number per million difference. And then after lockdowns, more stringent lockdowns get, you see California numbers, quote unquote, skyrocket. And I'm using skyrocket here loosely, and I'm going to get into that. But you see the California numbers skyrocket. And then now, if we, again, take this as at face value, to me, what this shows is the ineptitude of Democratic leaders, right? Democrat leaders, the charade or the charade of lockdowns, right? Because everybody swears by them. The news media swears by them. The stupidity and to the point of criminality that is the mass coercion of masks, right? If we take these numbers at face value, if we believe it, and to the point that I wanted to make, Jeremy, because you brought something up, let's what these numbers are, how accurate are they? However, even if we believe these numbers, if you look at the number of people who are hospitalized, that number is negligible. This is, 400 people, 300, 500 people per 1 million residents. It's a negligible number when you put it in the context of every other disease or health issue conflicting Americans today. This number is minuscule to the point of being irrelevant. The quote-unquote health experts demanding this bullshit are, in my opinion, they're the new brown shirts. These thugs suppressing liberty. And I'm done with it, folks. We have to call this what it is. We have to speak the truth. Go ahead, Jeremy.
So to your point, right, we're looking at this chart and it references, I think what the thing goes up to like 520, 500 and whatever is for California, right? There's 520, to your point, 520 people per million in California. How many hospitals are in California?
A lot.
I'm assuming there's more than 520.
Right.
Right.
So that's one. Yeah.
That's one person per million going to a hospital. How many millions of people are in California?
I think 55.
55 million. So that's 55 people going to a hospital.
Yeah.
This whole time. So yeah, 55 people. I've been in emergency rooms with more than 55 people in them.
Dude, something ain't adding up here. I mean, you know, look at Europe, right? And Trump kept calling this out when they were like, oh, all these lockdowns. Look, we beat the virus. And then all of a sudden the second wave came just like it came here and it was worse. And they had some of the most stringent lockdowns. I mean, London is locked down until like Easter, they're saying now, you know? So yeah, at
they
that
need
point,
to burn that now.
Right. So at that point, I'm like, you're going to stay locked down until fucking Easter?
No,
like,
they're not going to stay locked down.
But
that's
what I'm saying.
They're going to get tired of it and they're going to
those lockdowns and the rates go up. So
based on nothing, folks, look, again, let's put it into the context of every other disease, of every other thing that is conflicting American health today. This number should not even be in the radar. What are we talking about? We need to be honest. This is not it. So I don't care if Britain's numbers skyrocketed, blah, blah. Okay, let's put it into context. And when you look at the graph of Britain's numbers skyrocketing compared to every other fucking thing that's happening, we have a magnifying glass on a blemish, while we're losing sight of the issue here. And the reality is that they're using this as a way to coerce, as a way to cheat, as a way for governments control. To gain power, control. As a way for control. That's exactly what it is, so that they can implement what the governor Cuomo said, and I played that audio clip last week, which is the redistribution of wealth. This is their goal. They are do not let any what is that quote? Any catastrophe go to waste. This is what they're doing. They're taking advantage of this, and they're implementing their liberal socialist policies. And we while we're arguing about these numbers, when the reality is, it's insignificant. It's insignificant.
Yeah. Well, there was a report that I think it was the health advisor in California when they actually pushed on it and said, why are you closing outdoor dining? And they basically came back and said, where is your proof? We need proof, right? There was a lawsuit that says you're shutting down all this outdoor dining, and yet you have provided zero proof that there is any, you know, tangible evidence that this is causing a problem. And the health director or whatever says, we just want to keep people at home. So they're lying. They know that they are lying about this. They just want to keep people at home.
Yeah.
And so they make up these statistics, they make up these rules just because they think it's better if everyone stays home. It's like, you don't get to do that. You don't get to say that. You don't get to make these magic rules because you think everybody'd be better if they stayed at home. Who's gonna hold these people accountable?
I'm gonna make a correlation here, and I need to make it because I might remove it later, but I just want to paint you guys a picture here of the predatory nature that we are succumbing to right now as a society. And it is this: if we look at it in the context of sexual predators, what they do is they scare their victim. They scare their victim. And that's how they're able to take advantage of them. This is what they do. I was watching documentaries on this shit. So they, especially the younger that they are, this is how they work. They scare them into thinking that they are wrong and even questioning their what they're doing. And this is how these fuckers are operating. They have scared the American population to the point of making us immobile, because they've told us that if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you. Meanwhile, they're going to rape the shit out of us. And they have been. And we need to scream out and say, no, no, you will not do this. This is wrong. We all know deep inside that we're being lied to, but like scared victims, we are immobile. We have become immobile because the second that we question this, we are now bad and something's bad is going to happen to us. We need to stand up to this insanity. We need to stand up against this insanity.
So it's kind of funny, right? Because I have conversations with people, and I like to always go out of my way to say, yeah, you know, things are, you know, everything good, family, you know, and like, yeah, like, oh, we've been up to living my best life. You know, I say, I go out, I DJ every Friday night. I go out after to a crowded bar at half capacity, but I said, I don't know what the difference is between having 120 people in or 240, because if one person in 120 has it, or 120, you know, so I get you trying to control the spread, but think about it, 120 or 240, what's the big fucking deal? You know what I mean? But I'm like, I've been doing this since March, okay? And I have not gotten it that I know of. You know what I mean? Like, where maybe I have had it. I never felt the symptom. Maybe I got antibodies
then you didn't
now.
Have it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going like, holy shit. I'm like, there's no way. And I've hung out with people who have had it, did their 2 weeks, you know, I mean, like right after, but there's no guarantee that the magical 2 weeks just disappears.
Oh, you mean when the CDC reported within the past couple of weeks about how it is not contagious?
When you're asymptomatic?
Yeah. Unless, of course, you have a fever. Wait, hold on. Like every other virus out there, you can't give it to somebody unless you're sick with a fever and with symptoms.
This has been the biggest scam.
Wait, hold on. But then what happened on December 30th? The CDC comes out and goes, oh, shit. Wait, the CDC just told everybody about how you can't get it unless somebody is actively symptomatic. And now they're going, oh, wait, what's new in the past couple of weeks? The UK has a new strand and it's come to the US and it can transfer even more easily among. No, I'm not kidding. I'm just now reading the transcripts. Yeah. Oh, wait, you just got done telling the United States people, Mr. and Mrs. CDC, that it can't be transmitted unless you're really, really sick. And oh, shit, we just admitted that we fucking lied to Americans. Hold on. There's a new strand. One came from South Africa and one came from the UK, and it could be worse. Come on, people. Well, wake the fuck up.
And to that point, what they said after that was, oh, this new strand, oh, it goes through young people in their 20s really fast. You know, we see a higher spread in people in their 20s.
Oh,
yeah, and I'm like, there you
and
go.
Let me quote,
that's your answer to close the bars and the
restaurant. Wait, exactly. Hold on. And let me quote right here. Oh, but there should be no increased deaths. Yeah. Hello, quoting the CDC's conference, December 30th, there should be no increase to deaths. You know,
this is before they got stupid. This was in the first wave of lockdowns.
When was that?
Shortly after. This was a while ago. But I remember, I think I've told you guys this, but just to reiterate. So, I was at this bar and I was sitting at a high top, you know, like the high stools and all that. And, and
we just
and
call them regular tops, but
what was exactly, but let me get this to the same point. So I'm going to get to that, Jeremy. So I'm sitting down but the crazy thing about it was as soon as I stood up, you had to wear the mask. Now I was higher sitting on the stool than I was standing up.
Shut up.
Do you see the logic? Do you see the logic there? I have to wear it down here, but when I'm sitting up here, I don't have to wear it. This is the insanity. There is no logic in this whole thing. We are playing a goddamn game here.
Wait, did you actually look at them and go, look at me here, and then look at me down here.
Oh, yeah, I did my whole routine.
And did the guy start laughing?
I said, I was like, right here, good. Right here, not so much. You know what I mean? Like, there's no goddamn sense in this whole shit, man. We are playing a goddamn stupid game. Go ahead.
In the past 24 hours, I have spoken to some people, a number of people, that are actively wearing masks. Like, they've become so conditioned to it that when they don't even need to be wearing it and they're in a safe house, it's underneath them on their ears, under their chin. Like, they're so conditioned to have it. Okay. So, or around their necks or whatever.
Listen to that word you just used.
Okay. They're so conditioned. Yeah. Oh yeah. I know. They're so conditioned. So All right. So you are conditioned and you believe this mask is helping you. And these people that I've spoken to, a handful of people, and I say, so you're going to go get the vaccine, right? No way. No, I'm not doing that. Well, I'm confused. You're worried about your health so much that you believe yourself to have the mask attached to your body 24/7, no matter where you're at, again, in the home, in the safety of a home, but you don't feel the need to get the vaccine. I'm confused. I'm confused as to why you're not the first one in line to get your vaccine because you are so scared for your health that you're wearing your mask.
Well, because people go, well, the vaccine was rushed. Like, how are they going to have a vaccine in 9 months when every other time it takes 6 years?
The mask was rushed.
I have a question. This vaccine was quote unquote rushed. And yet every person that got the corona, the Wuhan virus, flu, whatever you want to call it,
China virus,
their body was able to produce a vaccine within weeks.
Naturally.
Eh. Why are we doing any of this?
Yep.
God, you let the body do what it does. But it's been doing for millions of years.
This is their way to shut shit.
All right. So one other thing before we close this out, there was Tim sent me this, I think, or somebody on the chat. And this was women in Argentina celebrated with tears of joy their ability to kill babies, becoming the first Latin American country to do so. They celebrated this as if watching some sporting event. And I'm going to play this just for the benefit of the listener. This is them. As soon as they heard, it passed. Now,
there was one male in that whole crowd that none of those females paid attention to. He thought it was easy to get.
And they celebrated like this for hours. And they were dancing naked in the streets as if they had finally advanced some human right. And you know, I look at this and I weep for the human civilization. This is the end of human. This is the beginning of the end. While other species value life, we humans celebrate the killing of our own. This isn't progressive. This isn't enlightenment. This is suicide. This is a cancer that is spreading, and the catalyst to this has been modern feminism, which is a byproduct of Marxists' thinking. We have allowed this cancer to propagate itself, and we are not letting it. I don't understand the celebration, and this differentiates me from the modern world, then so be it. I cannot relate to this one iota. And this is not my religious upbringing speaking. This is my humanity speaking, that people celebrate in the streets their ability to kill their own offspring. I can't relate. I don't understand it. I don't.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when I saw this video and I'm like, I thought we're in a pandemic, number one. You know what I'm saying? So apparently you can add abortion,
to the list of things that don't cut.
You
don't
can't gather down in large gatherings because you might kill grandma. But you can gather to talk about killing a baby because that's more important than killing grandma because it's my body, my choice.
So this was Ecuador.
Oh, no. Stop Argentina. Using my body Argentina. Choice. That's not true. It's not your body.
Isn't
and your
that where
choice.
The Pope's from too?
If it's not your mm-hmm. body and your choice, if it is going to save one life.
But wait.
The irony. Hold on.
Science. This is all science. So think about this. There's one good thing about when you have a bunch of dumb fucking liberals celebrating abortion. That means they don't spawn other fucking liberals.
True.
That's true.
If a liberal kills a liberal, that means there's no more liberal.
Saul, the reason I say the irony is because, you know, the whole mask pandemic and this pandemic we're in is because we've got to save one life. If we can save one life, it's important. We must lock
we
down
must
our
shut
economy.
Down the
we
world
must
economy
wear a mask.
Save that one
but life. Hold on. But we don't need to worry about saving one life if it's a woman's body and a woman's choice. Wait, right. What? There's your irony for you.
Here's what I don't understand about this is that all these women who have allowed themselves to be brainwashed, because that's how I see it, to buy mm-hmm. their Marxist teachers' lessons on the importance of killing your own offspring, they've bought this idea that this is somehow a woman's right. And they celebrate this as if they just won the championship of some soccer game. There should be mourning. Human civilization. Now, if we look at this, I'm not approaching this from a religious aspect. That's a life that feels pain because people don't know the procedure when it comes to abortion. But that's a being that's feeling pain as it's being pulled out of a mother's womb. It's literally limb by limb.
They are ripping the limbs off of the fetus mm-hmm. and pulling them out piece by piece.
Did they authorize it to be?
Let me ask you this. Let me put this into, sorry, Tim, to interrupt you, but let me put this into context. I guarantee you nobody in that crowd would do that to a small kitten. I guarantee you. And they would not advocate doing that to a kitten. And yet we say that the value isn't the life of a human. Isn't there more intrinsic value in the life of a human being? This is why I can't relate to that. When I look at that, I'm shocked and I'm disgusted. And then I'm sad. This is sad. Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, originally when that video was taken, like, that video is based on, I believe, on the first vote. But then everybody kept going back to that video because, you know, in Argentina, they have two branches of government. You know, they have two, you know, Congress, you know, like, basically, you know, something equivalent to the House and the Senate. So it passed the first branch, you know, the first body. Okay. And then it did get signed by the second body to go up to the president of Argentina to sign. But what I find funny is, to your point about they would be so against killing a cat or a dog. Those are the same ones that go to the humane societies and, oh my God, you can't do that to a dog. My buddy, I was talking to my buddy today. He's him and his wife, you know, for the kids, they want to get a rescue puppy, right? And he's like, oh, sorry. He's like, oh, I got to deal with the kids right now. So I hit you back later. He's like, my wife, she's, you know, giving a virtual tour of the entire house to the adoption clinic so they can see where the dog is going to live. Think about that. People drop this dog off basically to go kill it and abandon it. Wow. So the fact that somebody wants to take it off their hands, they should be like, great. Right. Like, obviously you want that. You think about that. That's to get a puppy.
Sure.
But, and they're like, oh, this is great. I mean, people say, make sure you don't get a breed, you know, don't go to a breeder for a dog. There's so many dogs that need homes.
Right.
Okay. So you care more about a dog dying than you creating a human that's yours, not a dog that goes away in 5 years, 10 years, but your own seed. You're okay with just getting rid of.
Let's go even a step further here. Okay. And in the, with the backdrop of our mission to the stars, and we're going to go to Mars eventually. Pray Elon Musk can accomplish that. But let me paint you a picture. Okay. Astronauts land on Mars. First astronaut discovers that there's single cell organisms, right? And he pours acid on it. I guarantee you the whole world would cry out in anguish at the killing of a single cell organism evidence in life on Mars. And when you put it that way, and when we put it into context that we value that type of life more than we value our own, this is the decay of society, folks. This is where we're at. Now, these people have equated this to women's rights and enlightenment. This is far from that. This is disgusting. It is evil. And I don't know what else to call it, but to celebrate it, it's foolish. All right.
You know, back in the day, I mean, I want to end it with this. Like, always growing, like, I when it came to abortion, I was like, yeah, fuck it. Whatever. It doesn't concern me. That's on them. They got to live with that shit. But it's like everything, the goalposts move, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, when you have that mentality of like, fuck it, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. But now, if you're against it, you're an asshole. If you look at it and go, I'm disgusted by that, you're a bigot because, oh, you don't know what it's like to, you know, carry a baby and maybe not be ready for it. Well, maybe you should have fucking wrapped it up and fucking closed your legs a little bit and not be a whore, you know? But I digress. You know what I'm saying? But
you always fuck up your point by making stupid comments
I know,
like that.
But I got to add some humor to it. You know what I'm saying? But
it's not humor.
You
got
to add salsa to the tacos, to the, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting to the point where this goalpost, it's like everything. If you give an inch, they take the whole fucking yard. You know what I'm saying? Because you're like, oh, okay, I accept that. You know, my body, my choice. Okay, I can get behind that. That kind of makes sense because you're the one that's got to carry it. Okay, 14 weeks. Oh, wait, 21 weeks. That's a little weird. 35, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, you can basically kill now a baby up until the day it's born in New York. I'm like, okay.
You can do
like,
it after it's
well,
born.
Like to me, pretty, like, that's murder at that point.
Well, pretty soon, in the beginning, it'll be 18 years and 9 months. You can abort your fetus up to 18 years and 9 months.
Shit, man. Can you still get a tax break?
You still get the tax break that whole time.
You have up until
their 18th birthday to go,
but think about
you know
that.
What? This is my choice, and I'm going to go ahead and stop this. And
exactly. It's getting to a point where we've allowed, as conservatives, I don't even consider myself a real conservative. I'm just...
You're not.
I'm definitely not a real conservative, right? I don't give a, you know, God and everything else. Fuck that shit. But I'm a logical person. So, no, I look at things from a logical standpoint. When you allow the bully to constantly get away with things, eventually they get away with so much, they don't care about you no more. They're just going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've been talking about lockdowns, election fraud, postal gate, you know, and the machine fraud. I mean, everything for the last 2 years we've been talking about. It's been nonstop, the bullying from the Democrats and the spineless Republicans not fighting back. When they went at Brett Kavanaugh, okay. Yes. Lindsey Graham threw his hissy fit in there. And then now he's back to signing bills that, you know, make no sense, you know, but they're not standing up to these people. They give a glimpse. They get your support and then they go back to being a little bitch. Like, you got to have a set of balls.
You're saying they're pandering.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's crazy. Like they're spineless. They have no balls. You're so right. They're just
along those lines, because you know you said a point, and this is a conversation that me and Jeremy have had many times. Sometimes very drunk, but we've had this discussion. And there's a quote from Alexander.
I have never been drunk. How dare you?
There's a quote from Alexander de Tocqueville. Now, if you guys remember who Alexander de Tocqueville was, I believe he was a French guy who came toured the United States and was trying to understand how America became so prosperous relatively quickly compared to the rest of the world. It was a young country and it just became prosperous and powerful. And so he toured the country, and one of the things, a quote from him, and I'm going to butcher it, but it's along these lines. It was, America is powerful and great because it's good. When America ceases to be good, it will no longer be great and no longer, it will cease to be powerful, basically. Now, there is something that we have to acknowledge. Anybody in their right mind knows the influence of the religious institutions that played a role in the founding of this country. It's undeniable. We can wish that it wasn't, but it isn't. Out of the 55 people who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members, religious active members of their church. I'm not talking about people who attended. I'm talking about people who were involved. Okay. This played a very big role. Okay. In the founding of the country and how it was ran. The second we abolished that, Why do we protect it? Why? What's the purpose? If there is no divine reason for the United States, then we become globalist because America is not special. And that's the problem. And that's the risk that we put ourselves in when we say, you know what? Fuck that religious shit. Okay. I don't think the country can survive without it. I really don't. I don't. I think the country survives because people believe that there's a creator who wants us to behave a certain way. When you remove that, why be good? And this obviously leads me and Jeremy. We have heated debates about this. We have. But I believe that. And I don't think you can have one without the other. We just can't.
That's why we're where we are today is because the people that keep saying, well, fuck religion, fuck.
Right. But here's it. So when I say fuck religion, I never discredit religion. I've said it on the show numerous times. I've said it in conversations with Nelson. And I think with you, Jeremy. Look, yeah, I was born and raised Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I don't believe in a lot of the stories of Catholicism. But one thing, and we've had this discussion, what you've learned in the principles that you were taught through CCD and some of the, you know, hey, do good, you know, like you learn the Ten Commandments. Those are very logical things, right? The Ten Commandments, right? And there's laws that back that up. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not kill. Well, if you murder, you are granted the right to murder someone. But if you do and get caught, there's a consequence, right? So there's rules to society based on some of these Ten Commandments. And it logically makes sense. When you hear it from your parents and then you get, you hear more and more of it. Yes, it's conditioning, but it's conditioning you to be a better person. Thou shalt not kill. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for somebody to learn. You know,
yeah.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. That's a good thing. You shouldn't go fuck your neighbor's wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, really shouldn't.
Whoa. She looked at me. Hold on.
I'm saying.
Did you see what she was wearing?
I know that.
She was asking for it.
And it's not a judgment on nothing, but there's no judgment. There's no judgment. But what I'm saying is.
Not a good joke.
It's a guy. It's a rule. It's a good.
Okay,
It's not telling you to. Go fuck. The rule doesn't say go fuck your neighbor's wife. It's guidelines to make you a better person.
So
yes,
see,
it uses the word God in there and everything, and the fear of not going to heaven.
But see, I go beyond that because I don't mean to draw it into that, but this is important to say because this is where me and Jeremy we diverge, right? Because generally speaking, me and Jeremy are very conservative, and then there's a divergence, right? And I take the religious path. And I believe that the country cannot survive if we say we don't need this peace. No. Because let's look at even our documents, or the founding documents. They mention one thing, and it's critical to mention, poignant, which is our rights did not come from men who were good, who had good ideas, who had good upbringing. These came from men who believe that our rights don't come from men, but they come from an ultimate being. Somebody out there in the clouds who is saying and outlaying what our rights are. If we say, well, you know what? We just have to make those decisions ourselves. We remove that aspect. We remove that higher power that has governed us and says, no, our rights don't come from other men. Our rights come from an ultimate being. If we don't believe that, then guess what? That's why we are where we are. Other men determine our freedom. If we as a society don't believe that our freedoms and our liberties come from a supreme being and that shit can't change, it is the end of a free society. And that's why the founders were brilliant in that aspect, saying our rights don't come from men who were brought really good teaching religious and they kept. No, our rights don't come from those people. Our rights come from God. And if God gives us those rights, no one can take them away. And if we don't mention that, we lose it. Yeah.
Well, what's on the back of every, you know, what's on the back of every piece of In God We Trust, right? So, I mean,
E pluribus unum.
Well, In God We Trust is in, on like every fucking piece of American currency.
out of the many one.
But it makes sense. I mean, but it's a set of morals when yeah. regardless of the higher, but when you take morals away from people, when people find it more morally acceptable to kill a kid than to kill a dog. Well, I'm not saying killing a dog is good, by the way. But when they hold a dog or a cat in a higher regard than a child that you're creating, your own, what does that speak for you?
Yeah.
That you give a shit more about a dog because that dog loves you unconditional. That kid I have to spend all this money on and actually, you know, mold it and actually have responsibilities. And I can't go to the bar every fucking night. You know what I mean? Whoa. I had to sacrifice myself. I had to sacrifice all the needs and wants that I want for something else. There's a reason why I don't have kids. Because I don't want to give that up. But if I did have a kid, I'm not going to run away from my responsibility. Because that's part of, you know, being a man. And if you don't glove it, there you go. And I don't love it. You know what I'm saying?
If you love it, glove it.
If Russian roulette, I mean, if Russian roulette with my dick fucking fails, I'm going to own my, you know, I'm going to own my, you know what I'm saying?
Do you believe this man is still single?
Can you believe that I have not had a child?
Can you believe?
Okay, let's not talk about being single.
He's single.
Can you believe that I have not impregnated anybody?
I don't think his PP works right, but that's fine.
You know what?
All right, morning. talking about
a lot of women out there know it. A lot of women out there know what the morning after pill is.
Yeah, like, fuck, it's him again. Morning after.
Talking about functioning PPs. Now we're gonna end this, and we're gonna end it on a funny note, like we always do. But sometimes you have to defend your lady. Okay. Sometimes you just have to. And what better way than how this gentleman did it? Oh, that's not it right there. But let me show you.
Hey, I'm going to address this one time and one time only. I be seeing the comments y'all be making about Allie, my girlfriend here, and the TikToks. First of all, it's not her fault that she's 3 foot tall and built like Oompa Loompa. Okay? It's not her fault that she has to shave her mustache every single day just to remain looking like a woman. And her unibrow. She has no sex. No, I got it. It's not her fault. Okay? It's not her fault. It's God's creation. If God messed up a little bit, that's God. Okay? She's a blessing to me. Sometimes a curse. That's my business. All right? It's not her fault. Just leave her alone. Leave her alone. You got anything you want to say? And we know she ain't got no booty. We know it. Just stop talking about it. Like, if her ass was like on a scale of 1 to 10, we know it's a -5. We know it's a -5. No, that's what I'm saying. Surprised I said it too. Leave her alone. Oh my, I'll headbutt the fuck out of somebody.
He's like, I like how he's like, I got this. I got, let me defend you, sweetie.
Like, I know it's a -5. You gotta shave a mustache every day.
You know what? She's a good trooper, though, man.
She's like, wait, what?
Oompa Loompa.
She knows she's 3 foot tall.
We're gonna close this out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
We're running this
on
shit
another
all night long, man. We're going forever.
The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rumble, Parler. We're on everything. Give us a follow, hit that like button, share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya. Wash your hands, wash your ass.
No, we don't say that no more.
Oh.
You never use the term father, daughter, sister, brother,
son,
sibling-in-laws in Congress
son.
Again.
Oh,
son.
In
Congress?
Yeah.
In Congress.
Stupid.
Yeah. As of the next session.
Yeah. That crazy-ass Pelosi cunt.
Yeah.
All right, we're out. Bye.
All right, bye.